Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to the Redmen TV. I am Chris Pajak and I am joined ahead of the big game against Arsenal with AFTV's Robbie Lyle. Robbie, thank you very much for coming over. I'm looking forward to this one, mate. It's a big game, two big sides, one of which hasn't won the league in absolutely ages, Robbie. And it's not us for a change, which is absolutely fantastic. Welcome to the home of the Premier League champions on YouTube, Robbie. I'm going to get a ball in, mate, and I'm never going to live it down. How are you, man? You right?
All of a sudden now, I want to stop that 101, 102 points record. We need to stop it now. My whole mindset on this game has just changed after that intro. But now, listen, congratulations. You guys deserved it this season. You've been brilliant. You've been outstanding. I think Liverpool, I don't think there's a fan, even a Man United fan across the league, that wouldn't say that you guys deserve to get it. And yeah, we're pretty jealous of you guys right now. You know, I mean, I think we're starting to be where you guys were. You know, I mean, where, you know, we really are in transition mode, you know, and it's painful. It's painful at the moment. So, big game. I don't know. Yes, it will be a big game because it's two big teams. But for Arsenal right now in the league, I don't think there's really much to play for. I really doubt we'll even get into the Europa League. We've got three games left. We've got you guys, we've got Villa, we've got Watford. So it's still, if we was to win all three of those, I suppose there's a shout. But, you know, Champions League's gone. I think with Arsenal, we might be more concentrated on trying to win the FA Cup, which we've got the semi-final coming up at the weekend against Manchester City. And it's going to be really interesting to see what type of team Mikel Arteta puts out against Liverpool, because is he going to go full strength with that game in mind? You know what I mean? You don't want to go into that game against Liverpool and Aubameyang gets injured or Lacazette or anything, because, you know, even at the moment, Eddie Nketiah's out because he got a suspension for getting sent off against Leicester. So it's really going to be interesting to see what he goes with. And we're a bit thin on the ground. Even guys like Martinelli is out for the season. Pablo Mari, the new centre-back we brought in, who's looked decent, he's out for the season, you know. And then, of course, Ozil, you could say he's out, full stop. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting one.
What about the one thing that struck me watching Arsenal over the last few weeks and stuff, and, you know, they've been a bit up and down, obviously. Anyone can get tonked by City, can't they? But, you know, losing to Brighton, few wins, but I think there was about four wins back-to-back, probably, wasn't there, if you include the FA Cup and whatnot. So, a bit up and down, but I can't get over the fact that he's playing three at the back with them defenders, and it doesn't look to me like, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Rob, it doesn't look like it's a five at the back. It's very much a three at the back. Tierney and Bellerin seem to be a lot as high up as the midfielders at times. It just seems a bit mad that they're so exposed all the time, your centre halves, and able to just make mistakes.
I think it seemed that way more in the Tottenham game. And a lot of that was sort of towards the end of the game when we were really... I mean, we started off very shaky, but then we grew into the game and I thought we was controlling the game. We got a great goal from Lacazette. Then, of course, Kolasinac switches off, costs us, they get back in the game. And then after that, I thought we controlled the game. And I didn't really think... the thing that really shocked me about that game is that I was like, I don't want to draw this game. Because that's where I thought it was heading. I was like, I don't want to draw this game. We're so on top, I just want to win it. most of Tottenham's chances and our wings getting really exposed came after they got their second goal and we were just kind of going gung-ho to try and get a goal back. But that system that he's been playing with three at the back, I think he's done that simply because he knows the defenders that he's got are not good enough. Up until then, he wants to play like Pablo Mari, who's like a left-footed player, next to Luiz or Mustafi, right? But because Mari's out, he's having to go with these three because he's just like three at the back, two wing-backs. So I've got almost like five defenders at times with Xhaka protecting. You know what I mean? I don't personally think he wants to go with that style going forward in the future. But at the moment, the defenders that we have are simply, you know, especially the centre-backs. The wing-backs are all right, but the centre-backs are not good enough. He knows that, and that is the system that suits them best. Because when you play them and it's just two of them, they get exposed even more. They get turned. You know, David Luiz, the amount of times he gets turned in these big games, you know, it's just ridiculous. I mean, going right back to when we played you at Anfield, it was David Luiz in that game, you know, giving away a penalty. And so he's done that a lot this season. So I think with the three, it adds a bit of extra protection. And it was working. You know what I mean? We went away. We got a win at Wolves. 2-0, kept a clean sheet. We got a win at Sheffield United, which I think Sheffield United are a good side. Very difficult team to play, they are. We defended pretty well that day, you know what I mean, from all those long throws and balls being whipped into the box quickly and stuff like that. I just think that it came unstuck against Tottenham because of unforced errors. And this is why these guys, they're not good enough. You know what I mean? Because for a couple of games, they can look decent. Then they do what they did against Tottenham. And that's why we need to replace them. But at the moment, it is what it is. That's what we got. And that's the best system to play them in. And I fully expect him to probably stick with that system against Liverpool.
One of the things that we were talking about in the build-up show, which is interesting to get your take on this, is like, clearly Liverpool are one of the best pressing sides in world football. Arsenal are a side who like to play out at the back, but maybe don't have actually the players who are comfortable enough on the ball at the back. You know, is that where you're most worried? Like Liverpool just getting the ball off one of your defenders and scoring like Tottenham, but we can put you under pressure as well, can't we?
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, and again, you know, that's going to be very interesting to see if we stick with that. I think we will stick with that because that's how Arteta likes to play. We also, actually, one of the funny things is his style is actually a high press as well. And we've been doing that very well. I mean, we've had goals recently that where we pressed the keeper and into a mistake. Aubameyang scored one like that. Nketiah scored one like that. Our pressing has been very, very good. But yeah, when it's coming the other way, how our defenders are going to cope with that is going to be, I mean, Mustafi's not the greatest at playing it out from the back. Luiz has got a very good passing range and, you know, he's good on the ball, but he can be a bit slow and get caught. But I still think Arteta will stick with that. You know what I mean? He's got a style that he wants to play. I don't think he's going to be a Mourinho where he says, right, two banks of four and, you know, try and lump the ball up quickly to Aubameyang. I'd be very surprised if he does that. I think he's going to stick to his way of playing, which is lots similar to what you guys try and do, but just not as good, you know, which is basically pressing up the front and, you know, wing backs getting forward when they can and playing out from the back.
What about the front three then? How are Arsenal just going to line up with the front three as it has been? Is it going to be Pep? Is it going to be Lacazette? Is it going to be Aubameyang? Or are you really thinking he is going to rest somebody for City?
I'm really torn to know what he's going to do because he's also not got a lot of personnel available to him up front. So, you know, Eddie Nketiah, I think he would definitely have come in for this game had he not been suspended. But he's out. He's suspended for the game. So I suppose he, you know, will he rest Aubameyang? That's the one. Because, we, as I said, we've got that City game coming up. Will he rest him? Or will, again, Aubameyang still going, got a little shout for the golden boot. So will Aubameyang want to play? You know, he might rest maybe a Lacazette. Saka, I reckon, might start, but then he might even think about resting him because he's one of our best players this season, a very important player. And again, he's going to need a guy like Saka against City. So I think, you know, you never know. Reece Nelson, who hasn't really had much of a chance, he might get a shout on the right-hand side. Could he possibly put Pepe playing down the middle with Saka on the left and rest Lacazette and Aubameyang? Could he go with something like that? There's been a lot of talk this season that, you know, Pepe could be even better, more centrally. So could he try something like that? You know, he doesn't have a lot of options up front. Remember as well, there's no Ozil because of, you know, they've frozen Ozil out of the whole team. He hasn't played in any of the games since the lockdown. He hasn't even been in the squad in recent games. So I'm really, you know, come an hour before that game, I'm going to be really interested to see what the lineup is. You know?
What would you do? What do you think's most important at this point?
I think most important is that FA Cup game, you know. However, then on the other hand, you don't want to get pumped by Liverpool. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Lose to Tottenham, get smashed by Liverpool, and then potentially
you can still lose at City anyway, can't you? That's the thing. You could rest all your players, and you can come and slap your 5-0.
Exactly, and it's the FA Cup. I suppose it's not like you're resting for the Champions League or something. So I reckon you might drop one out maybe, but I think it will still be quite a strong team. You might rest, say, a Bellerin and bring in Cedric from the start. He looked decent when he's coming in. You could bring in maybe a Maitland-Niles as well. A couple of changes there, but I think up front he's probably going to have to keep those guys in because, you know, that's where we can win games. Where we can win games is you saw the goal that Lacazette scored. Fantastic goal. Aubameyang has, you know, he's basically been carrying us with his goals this season. And Saka has been unreal this season. You know, I think he's, what, third in assists this season. And, you know, he's a really talented player. So I think he's got to leave some of those guys in if we're to have any chance of winning the game.
Last final question. I sent you that WhatsApp before of DT doing the dance. Did you enjoy it?
It was funny. I've got to say. I'll tell you what, right? We are just getting memed to death after, because you know we were all celebrating that cracking goal by Lacazette, and then you know after, you know what, you do these things at the time and you don't realise, right, that what people are so creative. You know what I mean? Some of the stuff they do, I have to do. You just have to laugh at it. You know what I mean? But
I noticed, you know, DT's changed his profile picture on Twitter to Michael Jackson doing the kick now.
Well, at least he's embracing it in the right way. You know what I mean? To me, when you see stuff like that, for me, that's football at its best. I absolutely love stuff like that. I've been getting so much stick today off of Tottenham fans, right? But as long as it's done in the right way, I'm cool with it. You know what I mean? It's just when it then turns a bit nasty. And that was the one thing about that North London derby the other day. At least, you know what I mean, I was in no danger going to the
game. Yeah, I know. I've seen you've been in a bit of danger going down there, so that make a nice little change, eh, Robbie?
Oh dear, man, but the result was terrible. But listen, chance to bounce back, and as I said, you never know, man. You guys could be subject to some memes if we were to stop you from getting those 100 points, eh?
Yeah, I hope not. We're behind the desk, so it's a lot harder for us to stand up and, you know, kick. And I'm not sure I've got the fitness to be able to throw a high kick like DT did anyway. I'll probably pull a hammy or something if I'd attempted something like that. It was the panache that he hit it with. I loved it. Like, and I said, I was getting said,
it's like a flick.
It's brilliant. Just like, but we've all been there. Like we used to do the watch alongs a few years ago. And Tom knocked over a Big Mac once, and it got memed and slow motioned, and he's like screaming like that. It just happens, like,
you've got some guys out there. They're really on it. They're really good, and they just look for any little thing, and then they bang, they're gone with it. But it was funny, I have to say. It was brilliant, and something to lighten the mood after really horrible defeat. But if we could get a win against Liverpool, You know what I mean? That will lift the mood again ahead of that game against City. That's what I'm saying. You know, for feel-good factor-wise, it would be amazing. Because if we was to beat you, then the fans now might have a bit of belief going into that City game. There's no belief at the moment. They've been beating us up, City, left, right and centre when we've played them recently. We saw even the other day what they've done to you guys. You know what I mean? What they've done to Brighton. They've been playing... When they're on it, they're on it. But if we was to get a result against you guys, that would give us a bit of belief.
They're the best team in the world when they're 2-0 up. I've never seen a team bully teams like it. They are. Yeah, when they get 2-0 up, they're going to get 5 against you. It's just the way that...
And they go for the juggernaut.
Honestly, flat track bullies, like when they get a couple of goals up, like... but they've lost 9 games so far this season in the league, so it's not for everyone.
You can talk like that, we can't, right? For us, they're not flat track bullies, they are bullies.
Listen, Rob, I know you predicted the draw over on our preview on your channel on AFC.
I'm sticking with that. I've just got a funny feeling, and this is not, as I said, it's not my default because I think we're going to lose. We've got a decent record against you at the Emirates. I know there's no fans, but we've got a decent record against you at the Emirates, and I do think it's going to be a draw.
Okay. And I've gone for a 3-0 victory on the build-up show on Robbie's as well. I'm sure I'm getting dogs abuse on AFTV now in the comments anyway.
I'm probably getting the abuse. They're probably saying you're talking the truth.
Well, listen, thank you.
As I said, leading up until that Tottenham game, we were playing, you know what I mean, going away and beating Wolves, going away and beating Sheffield United. Those are impressive results. You know, we were battering Leicester, you know, in that first half. You know what I mean? Up until when we got the man sent off. So, you know, we can pull out a performance against Liverpool. As I said, I don't think we'll win, but I could see a draw.
Okay. Well, listen, you'll be doing a live stream, I'm sure. We'll be doing a live stream. We're going to try and do something between the two live streams. They say never cross the streams, but we're going to try and cross the streams. it's something that we're going to try and do. So if you're a Liverpool fan, watch it on Redman. If you're an Arsenal fan, watch it on AFTV. But thank you very much for joining me, Robbie. It's a pleasure, as always.
Take care, mate.
Cool. Well, like the video, subscribe, and we'll see you next time. Ta-ra.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.